Dear people of God, I beg your indulgence for the fact that the church is alive. And what that means for us today is we have two confirmations. We're going to have 60 or so first confessions this morning, two baptisms this weekend, and then 50-some first believers. And so we got a lot to do. In addition to the UMary graduation, a lot to do, but it's so good because there's so much going on and so much alive. And you two are going to receive a special gift today. And there's maybe no better day. We didn't plan this. This is the way it works. But the saint of today is Saint Catherine of Siena, who is an absolutely phenomenal patroness for young people and for those to be confirmed and those who are called, as most likely or maybe, into the world to bring Jesus to the world, because she wasn't a sister in a convent locked up. She was out on the streets of Siena. She's one of my dear friends. The first friend I had when I was in Siena in Italy, and I encountered her, and she taught me a few important things. Number one is this. She said this. If you are who God calls you to be, you will set the world on fire. It's one of her famous quotes. If you simply are who God calls you to be, he means who he wants you to be, you will set the world on fire. Well, yes, so God wants me to be a saint. So then do I have to be a saint before I can set the world on fire? St. Catherine knew this. No. That means today, the people that God wants us to be today. Because in his good mercy, thanks be to God, he accepts us as we are today in our weakness, in our goodness, in our sinfulness, in our brokenness, in our virtue, and in our vice. And he says, good enough for me to use you to set the world on fire today. We don't have to wait until we're holy and good and perfect to be instruments in God's hands. How do we know this? Somebody who perfected it was the one we've been hearing about all week, St. Peter. Because St. Peter was charged. He said, you're going to lead my church, okay? And then what did he do? He denied him three times. He denied the Lord Jesus three times. Jesus didn't say, Peter, now once you're perfect, and your faith is perfect, and your love is perfect, then you can set the world on fire. He said, no, today. And then after the resurrection, he called him out of the boat, and in this beautiful exchange, he said, Simon, do you love me? And he called him by his old name, the old man, who's still there, being perfected by grace, but still present, because it was the old man that said, I don't know the guy, for fear of his own life, afraid. They were locked up. He said, Simon, do you love me? In the Greek, it's, do you love me with an imperfect love, with a perfect love? And Simon Peter said, no, my love is not perfect. Jesus said, nevertheless, tend my sheep. And he asked him again, Simon, do you love me with a perfect love? And Simon humbly acknowledged, no. An imperfect love, Jesus, I just proved it. He said, tend my lambs. Still, I will use you. And then at the end, he said, Simon, do you love me with an imperfect but yet a love? And he says, yes, Jesus, that's what I have to offer. Imperfect love. He said, good enough for me. Let's go set the world on fire. And what did we just read about in the Acts of the Apostles? After he'd been enlivened with the Holy Spirit, which you're going to receive today, what did he do? He raised someone from the dead. Broken, imperfect Peter, whose faith was not perfected. And we even hear later on that he might have been bailing out on the church in Rome as it was being persecuted, and met Jesus on the way. And went back. Faith, imperfect. But his love was for Christ. St. Catherine knew that. If we are today who God means us to be, and that's who we are today, because I'm not going to become a saint by noon, unfortunately. But Jesus says, good enough for me. Do you love me? Yeah. As best I can. Good enough. And he doesn't need our perfection to set the world on fire. He needs, perhaps even more fittingly, our imperfection, so that he has a space to act. St. Catherine said this, just be who God needs you to be today, and he will set the world on fire. Peter raised someone from the dead, and he was far from perfect at that point. How does Catherine do it? How do we do it? Her secret was simply this. She knew Jesus Christ. So much so, say this, you all say it with me, right? You know this prayer? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You know what St. Catherine said when she prayed that? She couldn't help it. She said, glory be to the Father, and to you, and to the Holy Spirit. She could not understand her existence without Jesus right by her side, no matter what. So she would pray, "Glory be to the Father and to you who are right here with me, and to the Holy Spirit." The knowledge of the presence and the love of Jesus was all she needed in her imperfection to set the world on fire. And she commanded the popes to move from Avignon back to Rome. They listened. In the 14th century, that's no small thing. Are we ready for a little Holy Spirit? All you have to do is know Jesus is by your side, with you in your weakness, in your strength, no matter what today. And he says, "I want to use you and us to bring light to a dark world, to bring fire to a world so in need of it." Ready? St. Catherine, pray for us.